Six.
Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC. That's who.
The last of the last particles.
autumn hues. Could be the name of a red-headed porn star, couldn't it? Autumn Hughes. It is autumn. I'm sticking my head out of my attic window here in North Manchester, and I can see a big fat broad bent on the corner of the roof. And my cat has been chasing squirrels all week to no avail. We put a bell round her neck so she can't catch things, you see. Emma had a dream last night the cat could talk. The cat's called Jocelyn, which is not ideal to shout out of a back door in the north of England. Jocelyn! But she's named after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who discovered pulsars. So it's a good reason, even if it's not a good name. Much like the name of my band. Let's not go there. She had a dream Jocelyn could talk, and funnily enough, Jocelyn sounded like this. Well, of course I'd like to come inside, which is exactly how I think she'd talk as well. She's ruined. Anyway, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Viewer Corman, it's a Thursday morning for me, pre-recording the show, but it's a Sunday night for most of you. So, happy Sunday, everybody. I opened the show there with Splitting the Atom by Massive Attack from their last record, Heligoland, which I contributed to. I co-wrote a couple of the tunes on that album, but it's a brilliant record if you don't own it. If you recognise that tune from somewhere else other than owning that record, it may be because it was the theme tune to a TV series called Luck, which is about the seedy underbelly of the horse racing world in Los Angeles. It was packed with great actors and had some really, really great dialogue, but horses were dying during the making of the programme, so it only got one series, which is a real shame if you love TV drama, but not a real shame if you love horses. Me, I'm torn. On this week's programme, we have... our featured band is the Beta Band. This is because my very good friend Claire Kelsey won a street food award for her gourmet ice cream business, which she set up all on her own. She literally bought an ice cream van and just cracked on for a couple of years, and she won the best of the best at some great big food street food awards. So we all had a bit of a get together to celebrate Claire, and I was talking to her fella Sarge, who's a man who knows his music, and a handful of the boys started discussing how great the Beta Band were, and I thought, well, on my next programme we must celebrate them. And in particular, their last record, Heroes to Zeros, which seems, weirdly in its title, to be predicting the end of the band. And it wasn't long after it was released that they're dead, knock it on the head. But it's a really terrific record. So, got a couple of tunes from them, one in the first hour, one in the second of this programme, as I'm with you till midnight. The Beckopedia has Tales of Wartime Drama with Chanteuse Juliet Greco. A really beautiful song there when she drops by. And we've got a special double Desert Island Discs this week featuring Mountaineer cum author Joe Simpson. I should say, I think he was from Leeds or something like that. Yorkshire punk cum Mountaineer cum author Joe Simpson. It's a fascinating story, but it takes two songs. So same as with the Beta Band, a bit in the first hour, a bit in the second hour. Song for Guy recommendations from your genius brains, some really beautiful music in that respect, and also a great week for new music as well. I don't know if you remember me saying this last autumn, but this time of year seems to be fantastic for the kind of music that we love. You and I, that is who I meant there. Lots and lots of great new releases. Also, I'll be crapping on, sipping tea, and telling lies. We started with the theme tune, that Massive Attack tune. Let's have another theme tune that probably doesn't need an introduction, but just in case you don't know what it is, this is the Billy Taylor Trio playing I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free. Put your hands in the air, everyone, and say, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. We'll be right back. party, eh? But you didn't know that was a live recording. That's the actual one they used, I think, on the film programme that was Barry Norman and then Jonathan Ross. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free, and that was the Billy Taylor Trio doing their version of it. A live recording, as of course, Six Music is celebrating live music all this month. There have been some great programmes on it as well. Okay, moving on to our featured band. From their last record, Heroes to Zeros, and everybody in the Beat Band's gone on to do equally great stuff, it has to be said. But the Beat Band is who we're celebrating. This song is called Lion Thief. The first tune this week from our featured artists, the Beat Band.
I lied to this man.
The Beat Band from Heroes to Zeros, that's Lion Thief. And we'll have another tune from that record in the second hour of the programme.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio 6 Music.
It's an old friend with a really good record collection.
It's always great to hear new things.
This is what 6 Music's all about, is to be able to give the audience what they're searching for.
Tunage of the highest order.
They've got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
The presenters have a passion for music.
Today. Music is my religion.
A lot of the DJs were or are musicians themselves.
Gee, cold getting dumb. I grew up on that stuff.
Everyone is really in it for the music.
It is a visceral, emotional roller coaster.
Ludicrous snare sound on there.
A music loving radio station.
Nice. Feeling all nice and warm now.
Hello, I'm Guy Garvey.
I'm Keris Matthews.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
This is
Giles Peterson.
And ladies and gentlemen, there's always sunshine here on the Hughie Show.
Hello, I'm Tom Robinson.
Fasten your seatbelts.
That's Craig Charles from Console Show.
This is Weekends on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Briggsby's been in touch. Sorry, Briggsy's been in touch from Scotland. He says, as you've been talking about default songs for a while now, and during this week's show you played some great short songs, this song came to mind, which is both. A recommendation and a favourite default song of mine, there you go, Two Birds with One Stone. He's recommended the song Ramon by Paul McCartney and Wings, as it's a beautiful, warm and sweet song. Briggsy says he enjoys the 55-second reprise featuring Linda McCartney's voice. But let's play the 2-minute 31 because it's such a sweet little melody. And I can understand why it'd be a default song as well, Briggsy. It really is a catchy, lovely little thing. There's a very, very slight edge of melancholy. And I read on a website somewhere, so you don't know how true this is, that Ramon, as in the name Ramon, was one of Paul McCartney's nicknames when he was in the Beatles. Ramon, give your heart to somebody soon, right away. Is the message of this tune. And it was just after he left the lyrics, so he could be talking about himself. But anyway, it's from the album Ram. It's Paul McCartney, and it's Ramon. It's very sweet.
Take one.
Okay.
McCartney from the album Ram, that was Ramon. I absolutely love it. Michael Shackshaft has been in touch. He sounds like he should be a private detective with a name like that. Mike Shackshaft. He says, the song I'm going to recommend is Storm Warning by Mac Rebenack, who of course went on to become Dr. John the Gree Gree Man. I found this track after watching the amazing series Tremé. When I was watching that, I started hoovering up New Orleans compilations, and this is on quite a few of them, and what a belter it is. Thanks and hope you enjoy it, Michael. I've got to say, Michael, I was totally addicted to Tremé. That was another brilliant TV drama. Is there plans for a third series of Tremé? Does anybody know? If you didn't catch the first two, it's full of great music, full of great acting, and a really touching and, I'm guessing, quite accurate portrait of New Orleans post-Katrina. So get into that if you've not got into it. If you're a box set freak, then Tremé is just fantastic. And yeah, let us know if there's going to be a third series. I could look it up on the internet, but where's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. So here we are. Here is Mac Rebenack, otherwise known as Dr. John. This song's called Storm Warning. And next week I'm going to be playing some stuff from Dr. John's latest record that he's made with Dan Auerbach from the... from what you call it. Oh, you know what I mean. Mac Rebenack and Storm Warning. That was a song for Guy recommendation from Mike Shekshaft. Michael Shekshaft is a man on the edge. Mac Rebenack went on to become Dr. John, and Dan Auerbach, who's just made a record with him, is in the Black Keys. There you go. I knew it would come back if I didn't concentrate too hard. Koreatown are a new band on me. This album's called Palladies, and this tune's called Valparaiso. And it's very lovely. See what you make of this one. I absolutely adore it. New music on 6 Music, the greatest radio station on earth.
Thank you.
Of course you do. That was Valparaiso by Koreatown from the album Palladies. Koreatown was the nickname and is the band name of Angela Korea and her outfit. Here's a little known fact. Oh, she's from Sandy, by the way, and they've been going since 2007 as Koreatown. They've got quite a few tune. They've got quite a lot of music out. If you go and have a look. She provided the voice for Darlene in the Dewey Cox story, Walk Hard. I don't know if you've ever seen Walk Hard, but it's kind of a much needed sideways swipe at the music biopic. For instance, Walk the Line, or what's the one with Jamie Foxx in? Ray. My God, that was a bad film. I think it was the one with, I think it was the part where his girlfriend wants money for an abortion. And she's getting very upset, as you would imagine. And then he encourages her to stay upset so that she gives a convincing performance of Hit the Road, Jack. And I can't believe he got an Oscar for it. Anyway, moving on. It's time now for the first part of our Desert Island Disc special double bill. It's because it's Joe Simpson, who has a terrifying and amazing story of bravery in the face of nearly dying on the side of a mountain. He'll tell you the story now while he's telling Sue Lawley on his edition of Desert Island Disc, and then the second hour will have the second half of his tale.
Look, there'll be people listening who don't know what happened back in 1985 on the side of that mountain. Well, on the top of that mountain, Siula Grande, it was called, in Peru. Let's give a brief resume. 1985, you and Simon Yates, he was 21, you were 25, two anarchic young men, you said, who wanted to climb the world. And you were climbing alpine style, which is just the two of you roped together, no retreat line, no nothing.
Yeah, you don't fix ropes, you don't have radios, you don't take oxygen, you just go on your own. And you're very committed when you climb like that. If you have even a minor accident, it can be a death sentence. We'd done the ascent in very good style, and we were in control. I felt all the way. We perhaps didn't look after ourselves well enough, and we didn't take quite enough food and gas because we were trying to go as light as possible. So when I did break my leg, it was at about 20,000 feet. My lower leg, my tibia, was driven up straight through my knee joint, and I also broke my heel and my ankle of that leg, but I didn't notice that.
But as you say, there was no possibility of any rescue because of the geography of where you were.
None. And I thought Simon would have to leave me at that point. And what was quite extraordinary was his attempt to try and rescue me and lower me down the mountain, which was quite humbling, really. I mean, he put his life on the line for hours and hours and hours.
Lowering you down, lowering on a rope, on and a then rope, coming and joining you and lowering you
a
bit
further. In the teeth of a storm, frostbitten, rarely if ever having solid anchors, so if what he was sitting in had collapsed, he'd be pulled to his death. Yep.
And then suddenly he lowers you over the edge of something. He can't know that because he's high up above you, but you find yourself dangling in space on the end of this rope.
Sod's law, just when you think you're getting it right, it went even wrong. In fact, the whole story, it just got worse and worse. Simon hung on to me for about an hour and a half, and I have no idea how he did that, and it was like being on a fishing line, and I knew he was going to come off at any minute.
He was being pulled off the mountain.
Yeah, and I was going into shock and hypothermia, and I was angry, actually, because we'd tried so hard. And we were literally about one rope length from the bottom of the mountain.
Mm. So then suddenly,
I found myself free-falling, and I knew Simon had come off. And then I fell 80 feet, hit the roof of the crevasse, and then fell about 80 feet into this big crevasse. I smashed into a snow ledge. Yeah, I wasn't feeling great, but I was still alive. When I looked at the rope, it was going up to the roof of the crevasse through my entry hole, and I thought, Simon's flown off the top of the cliff, fallen 300 feet, he's dead. I'll pull on the rope, it'll come tight on his body, which will act as a counterweight, and I can, using various slings, I can climb out. And of course, the end of the rope came down, it was frayed, and I knew it meant two things. It meant that Simon was alive, and he had my knife. So.
And you were alone in a deep, dark crevasse. Let's pause there and have another record for this desert island, although I'm not sure the desert island is anything different from what you've
been through. Well, at least it'll be warm. John Martin. I was torn between John Martin and Van Morrison. I've listened to a lot of them. I've chosen a track called May You Never Lay Your Head Down Without a Hand to Hold, partly because I used to listen to it a lot on expeditions. And one time I had some clients in Peru and there wasn't enough room in the tent, so I volunteered to sleep outside. You sort of dig a coffin in the snow and just lie in it in your sleeping bag. It's quite comfy, actually. And I remember listening to John Martin on my headphones, looking at the stars and feeling pretty happy, and so that's why I've chosen this one.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May I never make you mad out in the cold. Just like a written song, brother of mine, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back, and I know that there's those that do. To learn in our time, and please, won't you be it in mind for me? May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed out in the cold. It's just like nothing closes is dear to me. Some do. Please, won't you, please, won't you be in mind? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Please, won't you be in mind for me? May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed. Strong brother of mine, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back, and I know there's those that do. Oh, please, won't you bear it in mind? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Oh, please, won't you bear it in mind for me? May I never lose your temper if you get in a barroom fight. May I never lose your woman overnight. May I never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May I never make your bed out in the cold. May I temper if you get in a barroom fight. May I never lose your woman overnight. May I never lose your woman overnight. May I never lose your
gripping stuff, eh? Second half of Joe Simpson's story in the next hour of the programme. But that was May You Never by John Martin, as chosen by Joe Simpson when he was talking to Sue Lawley on Desert Island Discs. More new music now. This band's called Poor Moon, presumably after the Canned Heat tune, which I absolutely love, and I'm going to make a note and play it next week. And this song's called Holiday. It's bright, it's beautiful. Poor Moon, if you didn't know, are a couple of the members of Fleet Foxes. It's their side project. And as with so much of the greatest music in the world and the stuff that I play on this programme, Paul Moon assigned to Bella Union Records. If you want a treasure trove of amazing contemporary music, start with Bella Union. It's all good stuff. I swear I don't get any money off him for saying that. Here we go. This is Paul Moon and Holiday, and it's out on the 1st of October. Paul Moon and Holiday, and that's out tomorrow.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music, because no one else does. We deserve a medal, and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of, if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back-to-back with some Japanese black metal, or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter
and the anti-matter.
This next tune is beautiful. Van Morrison. Many stories about Van Morrison being a grumpy get. I have absolutely nothing to back that up. But I've heard it off enough people to believe there must be some truth in it somewhere. Anyway, he doesn't sound grumpy when he was making this particular record. From Astral Weeks, this is Cypress Avenue. And this song is so beautiful that you can kind of almost forgive the harpsichord player for going so out of time that it sounds like he's listening to a different tune. Check it out. Hope it doesn't ruin the song for you. Van the Man and Cypress Avenue.
One more time up on Cypress Avenue, caught one more time up on Cypress Avenue. and I'm conquered in a car seat. Not a thing that I can do. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. I may go crazy before that mansion on the hill. But my heart keeps beating faster. Yeah, my feet can't keep still. And how the little girl dropped something long way back home from school. And how the little girl dropped something long way back home from school. And I leave for one bell, one, and call me all I'm time of fool. Let my tongue gets tight. Every time I try to speak. But your tongue gets tired. Every time I try to speak. My inside shakes just like a leaf on a tree. Wait a minute. Lord, there come my lady. Rainbow ribbons in her hair. Lord, there come my lady. Rainbow ribbons in her hair. Say so hard within a carriage. Should return them from the fair. Baby, 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 baby. Way up on, 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 way up on to ever do a tree. Keep walking down in the wind and rain, darling. You keep walking down when the sun shone through the tree. Nobody, no, 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 nobody stop me from loving you, baby. So young and bold, 14 years old.
Did you know that Van Morrison was born in a gym? And Jim Morrison? Yeah, sorry. I promised you more new music this week than you could shake a stick at, and Husky have a new one out, again out tomorrow, called Tidal Wave. This is very exciting music, and I'll tell you all about the band just after this song. Check this out.
Said it would come any day, like a monster of perpetual devotion. I was surfing it clear. I was crashing through the city streets where we once went looking for love. I changed my name if I had one to change. I changed the world. I was driving through the open lanes when I came upon the white horse grazing. There was nothing wrong with him and me, and the lights up in the night sky blazing. I was riding in fear. We were riding through the same old streets where I once went looking for love. Perpetual devotion. I was surfing it clear. Crash.
crashing through the city streets where I once went looking for love.
Isn't that beautiful? I knew you'd love it. Husky are from Melbourne, Australia. They won the Triple J Unearthed contest to play the Pushover Festival. Triple J is kind of like Six Music out there in Australia. It's a fantastic indie network. Really great radio station. They've opened up for Devendra Banhart and Gotye and Noah and the Whale and the Shins. And they're the first Aussie band ever to sign to Sub Pop Records, it says on their wiki page. And we played that tune, I'd say it was about 3 months ago now, as an album track. And they're releasing it as a single tomorrow. Once again, it's Tidal Wave by Husky. These bands dipping their toe over here in British water, if you want to see them blossom, you have to buy their music. If you want to see them get anywhere, you have to pay for their music. So go and find their tunes. They're called Husky and they need your support. Let's have this one from Marvin Gaye. I have no doubt in my mind that he recorded the whole thing lying on his back looking cool in a tracksuit. Yeah, and he's basically just had a big tax bill when he wrote this.
Trigger happy, holy. Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Mark Riley, because I know how much he loves Sting. That was The Police and Can't Stand Losing You. The Divide People, The Police, I can't believe it. They're just an undeniably great band. Whether or not you're a fan of what Sting's done since with his personal life, you can't deny that those are great songs, played well. I always tell the same story about an interview I read with Stuart Copeland, the drummer from The Police, who is famously vocal about his... Well, he's been pretty nasty about Sting in the press for one reason or another over the years. And he was pretty vocal about his distaste for the man in this article a few years ago in Q magazine. He was dishing all kinds of dirt on old Stong there, as my mate Tony calls him. And then right at the end of the interview, he was asked to name a supergroup. Who would you be in a supergroup with? And he named the members of The Police. It's a very, very special relationship being in a band with somebody. You could write books on it, and that story makes me feel very sad, I've got to say. Anyway, that was The Police. Before that, we heard Marvin Gaye. Incidentally, when Here We Go Magic were on Mark Riley's show, the lead singer of that band, I'm delighted to say they're supporting us on our tour in November and December, which I'm very excited about. But the lead singer of Here We Go Magic, I think he's called Luke, did a brilliant drawing of Marvin Gaye on one of the t-shirts. You know, Riley does the What's On My T-Shirt thing. Very talented, multi-talented man. I can't wait to meet them lot. Herbie Hancock. Now, I remember listening to this tune when I was 18 years of old. What is wrong with my gob today? I remember listening to this tune by Herbie Hancock when I was 18 years old. I was in the company of Mark and Craig and Pete and Jupp, the rest of Elbow, in fact. And my friend John played us this tune. We couldn't believe it. All we wanted to be when we were 18 was a funk outfit. And we heard this tune by Herbie Hancock and just, it blew our minds. And John really wasn't into it. at the time he was into sort of country stuff, and he said, "Oh, you'll grow out of funk and you'll get into country. You'll love country." And we couldn't imagine appreciating a slide guitar at that point. It just sounded like rednecks to us. And of course, he was right. Down the line, you develop tastes, and he was quite right. We ended up loving all things country and alt country as well. Anyway, I remember hearing this tune for the first time and it knocking me out. If you've never heard it before, I think you should stop the world and turn up the radio. This is Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock.
Thank you.
can even forgive him that terrible synthesized saxophone, I feel. Herbie Hancock and Watermelon Man. So, the next tune was recommended by Amanda Kerr. As I remember it, it's a short email. It is. It says, "Hello, Guy. Perhaps to lift the mood, you could play Gloomy Sunday. The Associates did a wonderful version, and Billie Holiday's version is also cracking. Amanda Kerr in Belfast." Well, it's not the chirpiest of tunes, it has to be said, but what a cracker. Billie Holiday and Gloomy Sunday.
Of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thought of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday. With shadows I spend it all. My heart and I have decided to end it all. Soon there'll be candles and prayers that are said, I know. Let them not weep, let them know that I'm glad to go. Death is no dream, for in death I'm caressing you. With the last breath of my soul, I'll be blessing you. Gloomy Sunday. In the deep of my heart, dear. Darling, I hope that my dream never haunted you. My heart is telling you how much I wanted you. Gloom.
Poor old Billie Holiday, eh? She could sing him like that because she was miserable. Poor thing. Gloomy Sunday, a Song for Guy recommendation from Amanda Kerr. If you're not familiar with the concept, a Song for Guy recommendation is exactly that. It's not a request of a song that we already know. It's a recommendation of something that you think I might not have heard. I did know Gloomy Sunday as it goes. Amanda didn't quite grasp the concept. But I want you to pick a tune that I won't have heard before, either because it's little known in this country because they're a new band, or because it came out abroad because they're from a different country or something, because it's old, because it's a, you know, because you've never heard me play it on the radio. But try and base your choices on the stuff I already play on the show and the stuff that I make with my band Elbow. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just go to my page on the 6 Music website. It could not be more simple as. Let's lighten the mood, shall we? From Billie Holiday to Bebel Gilberto. I absolutely love this. This is such a magical thing. It makes me want to, live in Spain and do barbecues. Here's Samba de Bonaco.
É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Mas pra fazer um samba com beleza é preciso um bocado de tristeza. É preciso um bocado de tristeza. Senão se faz um samba. Fazer samba não é contar piada. Quem faz samba assim não é de nada. O bom samba é uma forma de oração. O que o samba é a tristeza que balance. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança. A tristeza tem sempre uma esperança de um dia não ser mais triste, não. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência. Vai ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Porque o samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. É melhor ser alegre que ser triste. Alegria é a melhor coisa que existe. É assim como a luz no coração. Põe um pouco de amor numa cadência. Pra ver que ninguém no mundo vence a beleza que tem um samba, não. Que o samba nasceu lá na Bahia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia. Se hoje ele é branco na poesia, ele é negro demais no coração. Something special, eh?
Samba de Bonaco by Bebel Gilberto.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music has always been a great place where you can hear a lot of different music up against each other.
The odd little songs that you've never heard before.
It gives young and up-and-coming artists a real platform.
It's new by JJ Doom, that's on Lex Records.
6 Music has always been very supportive to the Maccabees. I think Steve and Matt gave us our first ever radio play.
It's what we do.
A music-loving radio station.
It's public service broadcasting at its best.
We get such a range of sessions, of interviews.
What is it that keeps you working?
We don't work music, we play music.
By turn, 6 Music is entertaining, touching and hilarious.
A new phone, everyone! This will save the economies of the West!
What about global environmental catastrophe?
Shut up!
Just buy it!
This is 6 Music with me, Lauren Laverne.
I'm Steve Lamack.
Radcliffe and McConey.
High Octane, yeah. Double act interplay.
Mark Riley on 6 Music.
I'm Chris Hawkins.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Tom Ravenscroft.
You're with me, Gideon Coe.
This is BBC Radio.
6 Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on 6 Music.
Here's the second choice of mountaineer, adventurer, brave man, Joe Simpson. Here's the second part of his Desert Islandish story, talking about his terrible mountain climbing accident.
Well, by the time I'd calmed down and I spent all night shouting for Simon, I realised by about 9 o'clock in the morning that he was either dead, which is very likely, or, you know, having fallen trying to get down, or he thought I was dead, because he would have found me by then. And I'd tried 3 times to climb these overhanging ice walls with a shattered leg, and I couldn't do it. So I couldn't go up, I couldn't go sideways. And if I stayed where I was, I knew I would eventually die very slowly. And I didn't have the courage to kill myself. So I thought, well, I'll use my half of the rope and go down. And I didn't know what was down there. And if there was nothing down there, I'd just go off the end of the rope and it would be quick. It was the most difficult decision I've ever made in my life, and I think in a lot of things, I mean, you have to keep making decisions. If you even if they're bad ones, you at least you're moving forward. If you make no decisions, you're dead in the water.
At least you have some control over.
You're moving, that's the thing. You've got to keep some sort of momentum. And 80 feet lower down, I found a sort of false ceiling that I could crawl across, and I knew it was false because I could feel things breaking away beneath me. But on the other side, I got to a slope that led. I had to climb 160 feet up this very steep slope and eventually stuck my head out of the crevasse. I remember sitting there in the sun, you know, giggling, and then I looked to my left, and a long way off to the left, I saw this blue rope hanging down. And I stopped giggling and looked down the glacier, and there were tracks on the glacier, and I knew Simon was alive, and I felt very pleased. You know, it's a friend now, of mine. I didn't want him to be dead.
If you were able-bodied, how long would it then have taken you to get down back to base camp from that point?
I don't know, two or three hours, maybe.
How long did it take you, in fact?
The best part of 3.5 days and nights. Yeah. It wasn't just like crawling 7 miles down the M1. You know, it was desperate ground. And I looked at the distance I had to go, the condition I was in, and the lack of food and water, and I just thought there's no possible way I can do that physically. But I just carried on. I mean,
But what drove you on then?
Initially, it was an anger, I think. You know, this wasn't in my game plan. I was 25. I wanted to climb all over the world. I wanted to live forever. This was not supposed to happen. And apart from a knackered leg, I was pretty fit and healthy, you know, and I didn't want to die. And
so it was anger?
A lot of it was anger. I was pretty angry with things. And I think also it was a sense I was aware that this was going to be a long, slow dying and I was going to do it on my own. And I never once thought of turning to God, and that was as much a driving thing. I think if for one moment I'd ever thought, if I say a few prayers, someone will help me, or I should go and meet my father and die, I would have just sat and died.
So you did get there, finally, and luckily and happily Simon was still there, sheer fate, really.
I got there at 3 a.m, and he was leaving at 6. The sense was... It sounds melodramatic, but it's like you're being led to the gallows and someone then puts an arm around your shoulder and says, it's okay, Joe, you don't have to do this. And I was just bawling my eyes out, but I was gone, really. So, but they were pretty shocked as well. I mean, it's quite a shock, you know, 4 days later to have someone you think is dead rock up outside your tent.
Record number 7.
This and then the next track, I suppose, if I have a funeral or a memorial or anything... I wouldn't want anything religious, but I'd like this track and the next track to be played, largely because I'd hope it'd make everybody miserable. So... But this is absolutely gorgeous. It's I Would Rather Go Blind. It's sung by Etta James, and she's got a fantastic voice, and I love it.
Something told me it was all.
Etta James and I Would Rather Go Blind, as chosen by Joe Simpson on his edition of Desert Island Discs. More of that next week. Incidentally, if you're interested in listening to more Desert Island Discs, the whole thing is archived on the BBC website. Not every single episode, because some of them have been chopped beyond repair, but certainly loads of them. And it's just such a fascinating format. I love Desert Island Discs, I really do. There we go. This tune by David Sylvian is one that I used to listen to with my bass player Pete Turner when we lived... I actually live across the road from a flat that I shared with Pete for many years. And we had a tendency on a Friday night to come back and delve into our vinyl and play each other stuff that perhaps we didn't think the other person knew. We got into Japan from his record collection. I remember my sister Sam playing Ghosts and Pete had it, and we got into that. And that led us to this tune from David Sylvian from the album Dead Bees on a Cake. This is the wonderful I Surrender.
Dead, embittered from the stars. That night I crossed the bridge of sighs and I surrendered. I looked back and glimpsed the outline of a boy. His life of sorrows now collapsing into joy. Tonight the stars are all aligned and I surrender. Mother cries beneath the southern sky and I surrender. Recording angels and the poets of the night. Bring back the trophies of the battles that we've fought. Searchlights fill the open skies and I surrender.
Mother cries beneath the Now then. The life experiences of Juliette Gréco could fill several volumes. She was in Paris during the post-war explosion of the arts, rubbing shoulders with poets and philosophers and meeting an enviable array of jazz musicians, from Charlie Parker to Miles Davis, with whom she had an affair, prompting none other than Jean-Paul Sartre to suggest they get married. Wonderful as it was to be immersed in the social whirl of Bohemia, considering her earlier exploits, it was a miracle she was alive to experience it at all. For the young Juliet, her war was one of danger and rebellion. As a teenager, she became involved in the French Resistance, and when she was caught, only her age saved her from deportation or worse. Thankfully, she lived to wander the streets of post-liberation Paris, soaking up politics and philosophy at pavement cafes, learning her craft as an actress, and sharing her soft, warm voice with the world in songs such as the beguiling C'est assez mais que le temps passe. Gentle flute, pipe organ, and accordion create a dreamlike slow-motion carnival through which she floats in a gentle reverie. But perhaps it's the combination of her sharp intellect and the harsh experiences of her formative years that gives her velvet tones an air of the worldly wise that is quite simply captivating. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
C'est assez mais que le temps passe aux gens heureux, dit la chanson, chanson d'amour que rien ne lasse, chanson d'amour couplet sans nom. Tous ceux qui s'aiment sont sans visage, le vrai bonheur n'a pas de nom, et tous les mots sont sans usage aux doigts unis de ma chanson. Que tu regardes devant, derrière, le temps passé, les quatre saisons, à toi d'aimer la vie entière. Tous ceux qui s'aiment ont toujours raison. Chemins ouverts sur ta jeunesse, si tu crois n'avoir plus 20 ans. Chemins ouverts sur ta vieillesse, si tu te presses contre le temps, et continue la vaste ronde des amoureux au fil des temps, qui depuis que le monde est monde ont eu raison de s'aimer tant. C'est à s'aimer que le temps passe aux gens heureux. Et dit la chanson,
that was Juliette Gréco and C'est assez mais que le temps passe, which, in my estimation, is to love each other as time passes. I could ask my sister, or I could ask, there's a whole department at the BBC dedicated to translating things correctly and pronouncing things correctly. But what's the fun in that? Does it mean to love each other as time passes? Once again, it was said to say, may Kayla Tom pass. Let me know. Angrily, if you like. It might be fun. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Another wonderful, enlightening story from the Beckopedia.
Okay. Are we ascending?
Yeah.
The Beatles did it in Savile Row in 1970. U2 did it on top of a liquor store in Los Angeles in 1987. Brian May did it on top of Buckingham Palace. But no, me, Sean Keaveney of the Six Music Breakfast Show. I'm about to follow in those hallowed rock and roll footsteps by going up on top of the roof of Six Music. And shout from the rooftops just how wonderful the breakfast show is. I want to tell the world!
Sean, we can't go up there. We haven't filled out a health and safety form.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Almost shouting it from the rooftops.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6 Music.
The matter?
And the anti-matter.
This next tune is Chet Baker singing My Funny Valentine, which is often mistaken for a romantic song. If you listen closely to the lyrics, it's a list of hilarious and subtle insults.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Chet Baker and My Funny Valentine. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Amazing, isn't it? I love it. Rodgers and Hart, of course, wrote My Funny Valentine. It was part of a musical called Babes in Arms and was actually originally sang to a character called Valentine. According to the Wikipedia page, after Chet, Frank Sinatra and Miles Davis all covered it, it became a jazz standard, appearing over 1,300 albums performed by over 600 artists. Amazing. A great tune, anyway. This next song, Walter's Song, is an adaptation by the band Shaq from a song that appears in Night of the Hunter? It is Robert Mitchum. Night of the Hunter, which, if you've never seen it, is a fantastic old black and white movie in which Mitchum plays a guy that's disguised himself as a preacher in order to prey on widows and their dowries and children. It's a brilliant film. There's something very sort of Hans Christian Andersen about the way that they've directed it. And Walter's song, as Shaq have called it. Walter was the name, I believe. Is it the name of the boy or is it the name of the guy who wrote it? Shall I get my facts straight before I play things in the future, do you think? I think that might be the professional thing to do. You have a listen to the song. I'll get on the computer and find out what my facts are. It's a lullaby in the film. It's called Walter's Song When Shaq Do It. And I love the string work on it. So Shaq called it Walter's Song. I've looked online and there's one website called WorldCat that's listing it as Sleep Little One Sleep, Pennsylvania Dutch Lullaby by Walter Errett and Ruth L. Houseman, and it was part of the musical score to Night of the Hunter starring Robert Mitchum. There you go. Time now for our second and final tune from our featured artist this week, The Beta Band. Again from their album Heroes to Zeros, this is called Simple. And I think about this tune an awful lot, mainly because of the opening line. I think about it most Tuesdays.
It's a Tuesday night, I can be with the people that I love tonight. They left me all alone, I can't forgive them. I guess I'll be on my own. I tried to see a dead way, I tried to be alone, I tried to do my own thing, but the trouble with your own thing is you end up on your own. Oh,
you end up on your own. You end up on your own.
The Beats Band and Simple from the wonderful album Heroes to Zeros, which if you don't have, you must go and buy. Just time to read you this very brief email from my sister Gina concerning my mispronunciation of Brighouse and Rastrick Brass Colliery Band that played with the Unthanks that beautiful song a few weeks ago. I pronounced it Railstrick, which is how it's spelled, and I had lots of angry northerners getting in touch and saying it's pronounced Rastrick. Gina's is concise though and paints a beautiful portrait of my big sister. She says, loving the show from 9912, I earned my fingers listening to the Unthanks. However, it's pronounced Brighouse and Rastrick. Don't have me shouting at the wireless, love. G. Isn't that nice? Lots of love to our Gina. Lots of love as well to everybody who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. Michelle and Peter and Lizzie, and in particular this week Ian Bent, who's he's not going to be my boss from now on. He's been an encouraging and warm and wonderful man to work with. I'm still going to see him around the place. There's just been a little bit of an internal shuffle at the Beeb, but love in particular to Ian Bent, who's encouraged me since I started here on Six Music and is a wonderful man. Thanks also to all of you lot for your Song for Guy recommendations. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And it just remains for me to say to you, wherever you are,
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Week. Night, mum.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
No matter what people say, these sounds leads the way. It's the order of the day from your boss DJ. Yes, I'm Don Letts, and once again I'm crossing time, space and genres with a kaleidoscope of sounds that tonight will include David Byrne and St. Vincent, Trouble Funk, Wild Nothing, Don Carlos, Kings of Leon, A.R. Kane, King Youth versus Gold, and Why? And that's a band, not a question. All coming up in the first hour. In part two, you know what I do. But until such time, here's the Dream Warriors with their 1990 hit, Wash Your Face in My Sink.
You wash your face in my sink. In my sink. You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink. Sink.
You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
Sink. You wash your face in my sink.
Simplicity with synchronicity makes a mind meld revealed impossible like a walk through a minefield. Sadly, get up to bat and take a swing thing. Should I? Shouldn't I? Try. Too late. You sunk into the sink that I wash my face.
You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink. Sink. Sink.
You wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
Sink. You wash your face in my sink.
Tougher. That's what I'm getting rougher. And you beat me, suffer. The loss of an attempt well tried. Well, your side tried, but my side will never be denied. Cause I'm swinging and stinging neglection with an injection of truth. I've come to untwist the twisted youth. How does it feel now that I got you all to think? Yeah, and wash your face in my sink.
In my sink.
I go, and here I go again. I have a little place to send a little false friend who tried to mess me up with little negative thoughts. A little negative taunt. Me to never ever leave my fame into the hands of incompetence. That makes sense. So now I'll change tune, for the tune allows changes for you to take a breath while your brain rearranges. What I just spoke into a language called speech. You try to catch it, but you just can't reach. But you leave a ring around my basin when you wash your facing in my sink. In my sink. My sink. You wash your face in my sink. Now the basin is clean to the gleam of the eye. You constantly lie when doves cry out that you are not about what you say. The image, the field you reveal or portray. For never ever will I fall to the effects of bandwagonism. So please listen, up not down, for down is the devil. So roll like a boulder and not like a pebble. You roll like a rock, you roll like a rebel. For this is pure pain, pick axe and the shovel. Hear no command, hear just warning. If you wake up in the morning and wash your face in my sink. You wash your face in my sink. You wash your face in my sink. Swing on the grounds of the play. Ground the wire to the amp to improve the sound. I mean, give me an MIC that is clean. And witness the warriors of the dream. For the bigger the orange is, the bigger the peel. Thieves who steal get a wheel for real. A spin till and fin, or until I give a pardon. Me, I never promised you a rose garden or nourishment, just punishment for a fink who thinks he can wash his face in our sink. Sink. You wash your face in my sink. Open up the door, step across the wet floor. If you can make it, you can tape it, this rhyme forevermore. Peer into the drain as the water goes down. Why do you frown? It's the end of the sound. But bring back the rhyme, for the rhyme is evaporating. All of the sucker MCs that are Jones insane. They would, they could, they think, but never, ever, never dare try to wash the face in my sink.
Stone love.